Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says fulfilling duties as responsible citizens is key to achieving Viksit Bharat. Interacts with NCC cadets, tableau artists and other participants of Republic Day celebrations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says President Prabowo Subianto's participation as Republic Day chief guest is a fitting celebration of India-Indonesia friendship. Madhya Pradesh government bans liquor sale in 17 religious towns including Ujjain, Maihar, Omkareshwar, Orcha and Chitrakoot. Security forces arrest 14 Maoists in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. In cricket, star Indian batter Smriti Mandhana and all-rounder Deepti Sharma included in ICC Women's ODI Team of the Year. And in Australian Open tennis, men's singles title clash set up between Jannik Sinner and Alexander Zverev. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, youth exchange program cadets, tableau artists and tribal guests of the Republic Day celebrations 2025 at his residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi today. During the interaction, the Prime Minister emphasized the importance of national unity and diversity, urging all participants to interact with people from different states to strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. He highlighted how such interactions foster understanding and unity, which are vital for the nation's progress. Mr. Modi emphasized that fulfilling duties as responsible citizens is the key to achieving the vision of a Viksit Bharat. He urged everyone to remain united and committed to strengthening the nation through collective efforts. The Prime Minister encouraged youth to register on the My Bharat portal and actively engage in activities that contribute to nation building. During the conversation, the Prime Minister discussed some key initiatives of the government which are helping make the life of people better. The Prime Minister also interacted with foreign participants. These participants expressed joy in attending the program, praised India's hospitality, and shared positive experiences of their visits. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar remarked that the Indonesian President's participation as the chief guest at India's 76th Republic Day will be a fitting celebration to the cherished friendship between the two countries. He acknowledged President Prabowo's guidance and positive sentiments for the development of our multifaceted bilateral ties. President Prabowo arrived in India last night on a four-day visit ahead of the 76th Republic Day celebrations. Minister of State for External Affairs, Pavitra Margarita, received him at the airport in the national capital. During his visit, the Indonesian president will meet President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is President Prabowo's first visit to India after assuming office in October last year. Akashwani and Doordarshan are fully geared up for the live coverage of the 76th Republic Day parade from Kartavyapath on 26th of January. To review the preparedness at Kartavyapath, Secretary of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju took stock of the arrangements made by Akashwani and Doordarshan for the live coverage. He lauded the efforts of Akashwani and Doordarshan teams.
So the entire team of Prasar Bharati, both Doordarshan as well as All India, is very important, the most important event of the country. A lot of effort goes into it, a lot of logistics are involved. There are more than 50 odd cameras which are everywhere. You have optical fiber lines, your regular lines, your fallback lines. All that is happening, and to ensure that we have a completely uninterrupted coverage of this great important event that we have. And I'm pretty confident that our team will ensure that it all happens smoothly for us.
Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said that this time 4,000 cameras have been deployed to ensure high-quality picture resolution, which is 8 times better than before. He also mentioned that the parade will be broadcast on the Waves OTT platform.
We'll be broadcasting the parade live But in addition to that, there are also some programs that we have compiled from our archives. The previous parades in previous years where the Honorable President had taken the salute. So some very interesting stories and facts from the previous year's parades are also being compiled into programs, which will be available for digital audiences.
On Sunday, Delhi Metro will start its services at 3 a.m. on all lines to help people reach Kartavyapath and witness the Republic Day ceremony. According to the Delhi Metro, trains will operate at intervals of 30 minutes until 6 a.m., after which the regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. Delhi Metro has encouraged passengers to plan their travel accordingly and make use of the early metro services to avoid any last-minute inconvenience. The 15th National Voters' Day will be celebrated across the country tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the national function in New Delhi. She will present the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal, along with the Chief Election Commissioner and the Election Commissioners, will also be present at the event. This year's theme, Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure, continues last year's focus on the importance of electoral participation and pride in voting. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has said that National Voters' Day is not just an occasion to celebrate the inception of Election Commission, but also an opportunity to honour the very spirit of democracy. Mr. Kumar was addressing on the eve of 15th National Voters' Day in New Delhi today. He said this year's National Voters' Day is special as Election Commission of India completes 75 years of service to the nation.
आज दुनिया भर में चुनावों के संचालन में पोलराइज्ड कैंपेन्स, एक्सटर्नल इंटरफेरेंस और बढ़ते साइबर सुरक्षा जैसी चुनौतियों का दौर चल रहा है। चुनावी प्रक्रिया पर बेबुनियाद आरोप लगा के मतदाताओं को गुमराह करने का एक डेंजरस ट्रेंड विश्व भर में चल रहा है। लोकतंत्र हम सबका है, यह हमारी साझी विरासत है जिस पर हर भारतीय मतदाता को गर्व है। पिछले 7 दशकों से हमने मिलकर भारत की लोकतांत्रिक प्रक्रिया को मजबूती से सजोए रखा है। हमारे लिए आपका ट्रस्ट और ट्रांसपेरेंसी सिक्के के वो दो पहलू हैं जिन्हें हम कभी कंप्रोमाइज नहीं होने देंगे।
As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on the 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo voters. More from our correspondent.
Campaigning for 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party, Congress and other parties and candidates are conducting road shows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today addressed a public rally in Patel Nagar constituency. Senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur also held multiple public meetings in Mangolpuri, New Delhi and Dwarka constituencies. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal conducted road shows in Najafgarh, Uttam Nagar and Dwarka constituencies. Aam Aadmi Party MP Sanjay Singh also addressed a public meeting in Mangolpuri area to seek votes in the favour of their party candidate. Meanwhile, former Delhi Congress President Anil Chaudhary held door-to-door campaign in Patparganj Assembly constituency. With Anupam Mishra, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day visit to China from Sunday for a meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. Briefing media in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed the meeting will take place on the 26th and 27th of this month.
Foreign Secretary will be meeting his counterpart, the Vice Minister, in China, where all issues of bilateral interest will be discussed. This meeting flows from the understanding that the leaders reached in Kazan. And subsequent to that, we've had meetings of the special representatives and we've had foreign minister level meeting as well. But all issues of mutual interest will be discussed.
On a query on illegal immigration, Mr. Jaiswal said, India is against illegal immigration, especially because it is linked to several forms of organized crime.
We have made this clear earlier as well. We are against illegal immigration, especially because it is linked to several forms of organized crime. For Indians, not just in the United States, but anywhere in the world, if they are Indian nationals and they are overstaying in a particular country without proper documentation, we will take them back, provided documents are shared with us so that we can verify their nationality.
On a media query on the fencing of Bangladesh border, the MEA spokesperson said India wants that the agreements should be positively implemented.
बॉर्डर फेंसिंग को लेके हमारे और बांग्लादेश के बीच में समझौते हुए हैं बॉर्डर फेंसिंग इसलिए जरूरी है ताकि वहां पर जो अपराधी जो क्राइम रिलेटेड जो इंसिडेंट्स होते हैं उसको हम लोग बंद कर सके बॉर्डर फेंसिंग के जो भी समझौते आज तक हुए हमारे हमारा ये मानना है कि बांग्लादेश उसको एक पॉजिटिव अप्रोच के साथ कंस्ट्रक्टिव अप्रोच के साथ इसको इम्प्लीमेंट करेगा हमारे साथ ताकि जिस प्रकार की गतिविधियां क्राइम को लेकर अपराध को लेकर ह्यूमन स्मगलिंग को लेकर कैटल स्मगलिंग को लेकर जो चलता है बॉर्डर पे एक क्राइम फ्री बॉर्डर बनाने की जो हम लोग की सोच है उसको एक स्वरूप दिया जाए
The Madhya Pradesh government has banned the sale of liquor in 17 religious towns of the state, including Ujjain, Meher, Omkareshwar, Orcha, and Chitrakoot. The decision was made in the state cabinet meeting held today at Maheshwar in Khargone district, known as the holy city of Lokmata Ahilyabai. This decision will come into effect on 1st of April. 47 liquor shops in 17 religious towns will be completely closed, and these shops will not be relocated. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav informed the media about this decision. In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 14 Maoists in Bijapur district. Of these, a reward of about 36 lakh rupees was declared on 8 Maoists. These Maoists were arrested from the forests of Tekumtala, Nadapalli, Mallapeta under the Ussur police station area. The arrested Maoists are accused of planting an IED on the Ussur-Nadapalli road. The death toll has risen to 8 in the ordnance factory blast in Bhandara district of Maharashtra this morning. A total of 13 to 14 workers were on shift at the ordnance factory when the blast took place, causing the roof to collapse. 5 workers have been injured in the incident. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis have expressed condolences to the deceased and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. And now, news from Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. Devotees and pilgrims are visiting in large numbers in Prayagraj every day to attend the ongoing Mahakumbh. With millions of devotees attending the Mahakumbh Mela to take a holy dip, maintaining sanitation and hygiene is a top priority for the government. A report.
The Mahakumbh 2025 is not only a significant spiritual and cultural gathering, but also a model of environmental conservation and cleanliness. The event is setting a new global benchmark in waste management, river conservation, and eco-friendly practices. The government has implemented a comprehensive sanitation plan to ensure a clean Mahakumbh. The Mela ground have been designated as plastic-free zones with an absolute ban on single-use plastics. As part of the Swachh and Swasth Mahakumbh campaign, a clean awareness rally was took out today in the Mela area to inspire devotees and promote eco-friendly practices. Over 200 Ganga Seva Doots and Swachhata Mitras participated in the rally to spread the message of cleanliness and sustainability. Around 15,000 sanitation workers and over 1,800 Ganga Seva Doots have been deployed to ensure cleanliness over the Mela area. With Anand Kumar's report, this is Akila for Akashwani News.
On to sports, star Indian batter Smriti Mandhana and all-rounder Deepti Sharma have been included in the ICC Women's ODI Team of the Year, which will be led by South Africa batter Laura Wolwart. Mandhana reigned supreme in 2024, finishing as the highest run scorer in women's ODIs with an impressive tally of 747 runs in just 13 matches. In Australian Open tennis, men's singles title clash has been set up between defending champion and top seed Yannick Sinner of Italy and second seed German Alexander Zverev to be played on Sunday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says fulfilling duties as responsible citizens is key to achieving Viksit Bharat, interacts with NCC cadets, tableau artists and other participants of Republic Day celebrations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says President Prabowo Subianto's participation as Republic Day chief guest is a fitting celebration of India-Indonesia friendship. Madhya Pradesh government bans liquor sale in 17 religious towns. Security forces arrest 14 Maoists in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. In cricket, star Indian batter Smriti Mandhana and all-rounder Deepthi Sharma included in ICC Women's ODI Team of the Year. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.